Yisai was that somebody Dumlach on Shabbos is Nakir Nahana. He said that if somebody is Aimid Lakate, that's not a Hanacha, and it's not an Akira. When he moved after being Aimid Lakate. Shenken Abed Lachush, that is a Hanacha, and so what's the difference? What's the difference between Aimid Lakate and Aimid Lachush? Aimid Lakate means you're carrying a bundle, and you want to adjust it on your shoulders, you stop and you adjust. So why is that not a Hanacha? Svara? What do you mean it's not a Hanacha? You adjust it. Part of carrying. What do you mean part of carrying? You carry unless you adjust it. So then you can't carry. You could carry. It's hard for you to carry if you don't adjust it. It has to mean that it would fall? Some not. It means it's just normal. It's a normal way. And I mean, lachush is not normal. A person's carrying something, he stops to catch his breath, that's not normal. I mean, lachush. Lachush needs to rest. He stops to rest. Stops after it's unloaded. If someone's walking, if something is packing, he's under lachush, then that's enough. We were wondering yesterday what the gather is so that we can come to a psak regarding stopping for a red light or a car. If you're going and you stop for a car that's in your way, is that considered stopping or not? Now before I get to what I found on this, let me just be magdim and try to be clear about the nafkanina. What's nafkanina l'maisa? It's almost not nafkanina because you don't carry a shas. But as I explained yesterday, there is a nafkamina because a person who carries by mistake on Shabbos could have two situations where it happens. Okay, the first situation, I told you yesterday, you carry from, let's say, from shul out into the street, you notice you carry. So if you didn't stop, what do? You go back to Rosh Hashanah. That's if you didn't stop. If you did stop in the street, let's say you left shul, you did stop. And then you started walking, you notice you're carrying, then what do? Then you don't go back to Rosh Hashanah. I'll make it worse. Then you're going to Rosh Hashanah. So then the eitzah that I mentioned yesterday is to put it on a makom patur, like a fire hydrant or something of the like. Now, what happens if when you went out and you stopped, you were oimid lakate? You left shul and you're oimid lakate. Whatever that is, include oimid lakate. And then you walk. That's not considered a stop. If when you left shul you are imid lachush, then it is considered a stop, right? Nafkamina lamaisa between imid lachatif and imid lachush, right? If when you leave shul you do a stop which is included in imid lachush, that's called a hanacha. Now if you walked again, now you can't go into Rosh Hashanah. If when you stop you are imid lachatif, then you could go into Rosh Hashanah. So the question of whether stopping for a red light or stopping for traffic is considered imid lachatif or imid lachush has a tremendous nafkamina in such a situation. So before I tell you the geder, what's called the kate from lachush, which I didn't find any mafayrish, I'll tell you what I think. There is a shahar tziyun, the mishimem test, the katan yutet. Now they always say about the chafetz chayim that when you learn the mishnah brura, you don't realize it's godless. You're not holding in the sugya. So sometimes his godless is hidden in the way he says it. Mishimem test, the katan yutet. Here in the shahar tziyun, which is not on the bottom, he talks about the traffic light shaila. Now you have to realize the Chafetz Chaim never saw a traffic light. But he still talks about the traffic light shaila. He says Lanias Daiti, Nira. Clearly it's his Kiddush. The Lakuli Nira Barra, the Lakuli Alma. Minatoira Nikri Amida Ahilwa in Loyam Ad Lafish Mehenya. Rak bishvil eza siba shamay nai mi lailach. It's pretty pathetic, no? Moya. Again, he says, when it's daiti nirabar, the lakuli alum in atayra nikri amida, I feel when loyam ad lafush behed. He didn't stop to rest. Why did he stop? He had any siba that stopped him from going. As long as it wasn't to fix his bundle, the raka'oz chashav kamahava. Only if you're fixing your bundle, that mahava. Umasha omru bigamara omad lafush hu lav dafka. When the Gemara says lafush to rest, says the Chafetz Chaim lav dafka. Rak lafuke shalai omad lasakin. It brings a raya from Shabbos that goes to Gimel on the days, which would be nice if Sunday we get there to Shabbos or to Kufn Gimel on the day. But this is the Pesach of the Chafetz Chaim. He doesn't say the Svara. The way I would understand the Svara is that Oymed Lakate, if you're stopping for the sake of the bundle, for the sake of the thing you're carrying, when you stop because of the thing you're carrying, that's not a hefsek in your going. If you stop for any other reason, you stop for your sake, for your personal sake, you're tired, you want to rest, or you don't want to, you have a red light, you want to stop, or there's a car in your way, or you want to schmooze with somebody, anytime you stop for your sake, that's stopping. That's everybody stops for his own personal needs. That's a stop. Oymed Lakate is different because you're stopping for the bundle. You're not stopping for you. You're stopping for the bundle which you're carrying, for the item which you're carrying. The only time it's not a hanocha is when you stop for the thing you're carrying, which is Oymed Lakate. But everything else is not Oymed Lakate. It's not included in this. In this gather of Ayn al-Makati. This is the Hagdara, the way I would understand, because the Chafetz Chaim says, oh, if he didn't say it, I wouldn't know how to draw the line. But Hayyais, that he says that anything that for any other Siva besides Makati is considered stopping. So therefore, it seems to turn out that the only stop is for the sake of the bundle, which is the stop. You stop for the sake of the thing you're carrying, that's not a hanocha. You're stopping in order to be able to carry it by. You got a better grip on it to make it comfortable on your shoulder, whatever you need for the
comfort also.
What?
It's not just like the person's comfort.
The truth is, it is for the person's comfort because he's carrying it. But the head is falling, or the head is there's a good grip on it. Switching hands again. Normally you have to stop. Unless you have to stop to switch hands. So if you're doing it to be able to carry it better, yes. The reason you want to switch hands is if you shake someone's hand with your right hand, then I would say no. If it's for the sake of the bundle, this hand I can't hold it anymore, so then it's for the sake of the bundle, then it's not a stop. If it's for my sake, then it would seem to be a what? What is? That's for my sake also, but being that it's also for the sake of the bundle, then that's on the makakas. As long as it's for the sake of the masoi, then it's not a hefsek in the carry. If it's for any other purpose, of course, if I stop this, I don't want to be hit by a car, Khalilah. So it's for the sake of the bundle too, because God forbid I get hit by a car, then the bundle is going to, no one's going to get it where I have to go. But I'm not stopping because I don't want the bundle to be hit, you understand? I'm stopping because myself. That seems to be together. The Lashon of the Gemara, Ilakatev Urcheihu, doesn't help this. It doesn't shed light on it, but the Gemara is Lashon Urcheihu, I would have a kasha, and the Lafish is also Urcheihu. If anybody finds anything else on this topic, I looked around. I couldn't find a Haggadah of Ayn Lafish and Ayn Makatib except in the Sharasim. If somebody could find elsewhere, I looked in Yerach HaShulchan, only other Mepharshim here. I even looked in the Gisleishan. The Dibris Meishan on Shabbos, Chevagalov is not in the shelf, I couldn't see. But someone will find another Haggadah. It would be nice, but this is the way I would understand it. Only if it's not Kanina. The person carried by mistake. It's rare that it's not a Bacate. Yeah, it would be not Kanina, though. If I would say stopping for a red light, it's considered a Bacate. The Lamaisa of it, the only time it would happen is if someone's carrying, he doesn't realize the air of it down. The bungalow comes carrying a case of something that he finds out that the Arab is broken. So if you carry it in, if he stopped on the way, it depends why he stopped on the way. If he stopped with Kate, so then he can carry it in. If he stopped the Lawfush, then he can.
If you walk on the back of the shoulder,
You can have a lot of cases. And I'm not saying you can't have it. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Avam kakech my potter." And it's from the Gemara. The Tani ha'y megar v'yaita megar v'yaita potter. Why is the Braisa make a chiluk between carrying and dragging? This would be the same today. But Ned bar Mum by midlafish avam kakech potter. The Gemara changes its mind. Ella hamani ben azayhu damer mahalach kai medamer. Introducing a new concept of ben azay. Says Mahalach Ka'i Medavi. What is the first shot in the Gemara, and then we'll talk about Benazai. Benazai holds that when you walk, in your walking, it's like you stop. What's Benazai's case? Benazai has a case where you carry from your house to a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah without stopping. And you leave your house and you walk into a area. Example would be yeshiva entrance. Front yeshiva entrance has three walls, right? There's a what Chazal call a Keren Zavis. Right when you open the doors of the yeshiva, you come out, that area has only three walls. There's no left, there's no fourth wall. That area, that rectangular area, is considered a karmel. Not a Rosh Hashanah, not a Rosh Hashanah. It's Chazal call that Keren Zavis. It sticks out into the street, adjoins the street. So the street is Rosh Hashanah. That area with the three walls of the Carmelist, and yeshiva is a Rosh Hashanah. So someone carries the yeshiva out into East 9th Street. So if East 9th Street is Rosh Hashanah, what has he done? He carried from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah. So the Chachamim say that it's an Issa Daraita. Why? Because he didn't stop at the Carmelist. So the Carmelist is of no consequence. Then an Akira Rosh Hashanah, Hanukkah Rosh Hashanah, is Chayim. And Azai says no. He went from a Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelist. Now, even though he didn't stop in the Carmelist, when you walk, it's like you stopped. So being that it's like you stopped in the Carmelist, now you go from Rosh Hashanah to Carmelist, from Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah, it's the only Iver, this is the Rabbanon, not in Issa D'Oraita. This is the case that Ben Azai taught. So Tosfos asks, now, how do you understand Ben Azai Pasha Pshah? What do you mean Mahalach Ka'i Meis? What is Mahalach Ka'i Meis? What? Every step you take, you stop. Every stop, let's say Shiyachid, Karmelis, Shiyachid. So this is the way we usually explain Ben Azai, which is not so mistaver, but somehow that when you walk, you keep on going and stopping, going and stopping. Although you don't really do that. You take a film of someone walking, you don't see any stop. Take a good look at someone, he never really stops. He's always moving. But Pashup Shad and Ben Azai, you know, that walking is considered going and stopping, going and stopping. It's a Pashup Shad and Ben Azai, this is the way the belt learns Ben Azai. Taisus asks the question. Taisus asks that according to Ben Azai, how you ever chayyu? The Dalai Anas Rosh Hashanah. Every time you carry down Rosh Hashanah, every step is a stop. So if every step you're stopping, you're going and stopping, going and stopping, you never went Dalai Anas in one shot. So Tosfos has two terutz. The first line he has one terutz. Ma'ba arba amis nechai Rosh Hashanah, zilcha sugam yirola. Look at Shemesim. Look, the Rebbeinu Shalom also knew Mahalach Ka'i. And he still said Dalai Anas is chayim. So even though Mahalach Ka'i, if you go to Alam, it's a Chayim. The second teretz he brings in the last two lines, he brings from Yerushalmi, Horach Ben Azai, Hechem Shkachas Ma'abdam, Shur Shalam, and Mechayim, Umishani, the Kayit, what does that mean? Jump. Yerushalmi says like this, Yerushalmi says, why don't you take a lulav out on Shabbos? What's the Xerid Rabbanon? Chazal said on Sukkot, which is Shabbos, now take a lulav. Yizayla Shema, Yevin Aram is Rosh Hashanah. In fact, Yerushalmi, according to Ben Azai, you can never carry Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah. And Yerushalmi, because it's by jumping. The Eger has a kasha on this Yerushalmi. How was the last time you jumped Dalai Lama's in one Shabbos? The Vinish Shif again, but even this Mullah Shif. Kibega says, you know, alright, Shkachas law, I have no problem, but you make a Gezerah, on a lulav shema yavimena arbam b'shus harabim in one jump. It's a very very not shchiyah to make a gezeirah. Let me just tell you a cute thought on this. It's a shame that Kenny is not here anymore because he like it. You know, Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a grandson of Leibel Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was a big misnagin. And his son, Rabbi Shlaim Eiger, was even more. And his grandson of Leibel Eiger became a chassid. When he got married, they used to put in the tannaim. And he's not going to become a chassid. That was part of the tannaim of the weddings in those days. Typical. And nevertheless, he met the chassid and he became a chassid. Eventually became a rabbi. So his father, Shlaim Eiger, was never a Messiah. Shlaim Eiger, as a matter of fact, sat shiva on Rav Leibel Eiger becoming a chassid. And one of the stories is that Rav Leibel Eiger, yes, the chassid, he said that, you know, my father's sitting shiva, I became a chassid, I'll keep it out of the aim, should I go be Menachem Avi? So Rav Akiva Eiger, there's a famous letter that he wrote to his Zayda. His Zayda already was older, you know, it was a little easier to calm down. He wrote him a letter, and he said when he became a chassid, he discovered a teretz. So Rav Akiva Eiger's kasha, says Zayda's kasha, on this teretz. That teretz said, the only mavid al ha'am is a rabbi if you jump in one shot. So Rav Akiva Eiger asked, when you take a lulav, you're going to make a gezeirah that is going to jump in one shot to take a lulav. When he became a chassid, he discovered that to take a lulav, you could take a jump dalet amos in one shot to go and take a lulav. You know, you become the hipster enough, you know, you can jump in one shot dalet amos. He discovered the territory of the Kinei Kesh. So you see chassidim jumping down to one shot, you know, that's the way. Okay, but getting to pshat. In Ben-Azai. Ben-Azai, the truth is Ben-Azai is a problem in many, many ways. The first thing is that it's just not misadar. If you'll say, Mahalach Chayim is a halacha, it's not. It's a svara, apparently. What's the svara of Mahalach Chayim done? The first time it's a svara. Second problem is, if you're going to say that Oymid Lekateis is not a Hanocha, Oymid Lekateis is not a Hanocha. So Mahalacha Oymid Ami. When I walk, even if you say while I'm walking, I'm somehow stopping. It's not a bigger stop than Oymid Lekateis. I mean, I don't know exactly where I'm stopping when I walk, but whatever I do when I walk, it's only the way I walk. So in the Berachas Avraham, I see he has the Kasha. Why is Malachimid any less than I made the Kate? It's a bigger Abida than I made the Kate. Yeah, that could be. You would answer the question. Okay. The third thing, the Ramban, the Ran, and the Meiri, all are brought down by the Stipler. The Stipler has a piece on Oymid. In Shabbos, in Vav, I say. And they all say, Mahalach Kaina Dami is only in when you go from Rishus to Rishus. Mahalach Kaina Dami does not apply in one Rishus. There's no Mahalach Kaina Dami when it's in one Rishus. So the Spas Emes is the Kasha. On the Ramban and the Ran and the Meiri from our Gemara. Our Gemara is all in one Rishus. What's the case here? He made an Akira in a Rishus HaYahid. Going to Kis B'Shabbos. He made the Akira in the person's house. He walked out. So the Gemara is saying, like Ben Azai, the Akira of stealing, that's just stealing, that's not Shabbos. And the Akira of Shabbos is the last step when you go out. He stole it. Then he walked out, so the Akira is the last step before he goes out. That's all in one Rishus. That's not in two Rishus. So how could the Ramban, the Ran, and the Meiri say, Mahalakai Nadami is only from one Rishus to the next? Here it's in one Rishus. Rishus HaYachid. We say when he picked it up in the first place, that's the Ganeva. And then when he got to the door, right before he went out, that's the Akira. So it's not Talmud. That's all of my Mishnah. So to answer this kasha, the Stipler has a new pshat in Mahalakha, I'm a dummy, which to me is very misnabber, just because the whole Sfar of Mahalakha is not a misnabber because they. And let me try to explain it to you. His lashon is a long explanation, which I'll try as best I can to. I hope you'll appreciate it. When you move, you're not stopping. Not true. When you walk, you're not stopping. If you run, you're certainly not stopping. There's no stopping. What does he mean, Mahalakha? It means, let's say I go to the street. I'm in my house, I go into the street, and I walk to the store. From the house to the street to the store. Now, would you say that I was in the street? I was in the street, I was in the shuk, I walked through the street. There's no one spot in the street where we could say I stopped. I didn't stop anywhere. I didn't make an Akira Hanukkah anywhere. But to say that I didn't go to the street and go from the street to the store is inaccurate. Well, my side did go from the house to the street, from the street to the store. Then I hold that Einay does not require a stop in a specific place. Einay just means that I was there. I was in a general way, I was in the street. I was in the house. I was in the store. I didn't even take the mukham store. Let's say I go from the yeshiva to the carmelis to the street. Then Azai says, Mahalakha in the dog. He doesn't mean that I stopped in the Carmelist on the way. I didn't stop. But nevertheless, you can't say I went from Mishasayachit to Mishasarabit. Because Lamaisa, I went from Mishasayachit to Carmelist to Mishasarabit. So the Nazai Chiddush is, Mahalach Kaimei means that if I go through a Rishus, even though I never stopped, it's considered that I went from there to the next spot. When I make the crossover from one Rishus to the next, at the moment that I cross over, it's Ki'ilu, I was stopped in the previous Rishus, and I'm going into a new Rishus. So I go from the yeshiva to a Carmelist to the street. There's a moment when I'm in the Carmelist, and from the Carmelist going into the street, that moment, when I step, at that last step from the Carmelist to the street, that's as if I made an Akira from the Carmelist. When a person changes Rishuyah, Mahalach Kaimei, he's changing. That's like an Akira Nahanach and has the same chashivus as an Akira Nahanach. And that's what the Ran and the Ramban and the Meiri mean. They mean that the moment I switch from one Rishus to the other Rishus, it's considered an Akira from the previous and Nahanach in the new one. Even though I never stopped. But Lamaisa, I transferred from one Rishus to the next. So that Mahalakainit doesn't mean a stop. You can't compare it to Ayin Lakata. It just means that when you switch Rishus, then that switch is considered going from one Rishus to the next. I can never stop, but still, I went from this Rishus to that Rishus. So that Mahalakainit means that the last moment in any Rishus is considered an Akira from that Rishus. And the first moment in a new Rishus is considered a Hanukkah in the new Rishus. Well, the street is Rishus Harabit. If I go from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabit to Rishus Hayachid, so you're going to say, I didn't do anything on Rishus Harabit to Rishus Harabit. But that's the way it is, like the Chacham. And as I said, you can't say you weren't in the street. You were in the street. I can't point to any spot that you were here, you were there, you passed through all the spots. But nevertheless, that's considered that you were there. The moment you crossed Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabit, you did your first step in Rishus Harabit, that is a din like a Hanukkah. What? And the minute you went from that Rishus to that Rishus. So that's what the Ramban means. The Ramban means the Sfasem is there. In our Gemara, he's picking it up in the house, in Rishus Hayachid, going to Rishus Harabit, we say that the last step in the Rishus Hayachid is an Akira. So if this type of that shot in the Mahalakhaina does. That when you transfer Rishusim, you can't tell me I didn't stop. Because the fact that you're transferring Rishusim has its own Hashiva. It's considered an Akira and Hanukkah. So that's why Taisa said, it's only by Lulav. So by Lulav, it's a Kiyah, Halacha Mishmasinai, that that you chayev dalad amis, even though it's considered, you might consider it like a stach. You mean, why is it like a stach in the first place? The Chinami, the Ramban, the Ran, and the Meiri are coming to answer Taisha's question. Taisha says, what's the problem by Lulav? So they answer. So by Lulav, it's no problem. Because there, Dalai Amis Bishasar Abbot. Benazim is never talking about Dalai in one Mishas. He's only talking transferring from one Mishas to the next. But when you transfer from one Mishas to the next, the stifle the rice, maybe you'll think this is a Zaychik. But if you think about it, when you drag something, Megarer Vahaylech, he said, if you drag it, so as you're dragging it, when you're dragging it indoors, you're never kainin. The akira is when, right when you switch from indoors to outdoors, that's the akira and da'anachi. You're just dragging, you're not picking it up. Dragging, like us, is the same thing. You say, dragging is not an akira. Yet, at the moment that I drag it into the street, it's an akira and a haitza at the same time. The last step in the inside, till I go out, that's an akira. Dragging, like us, la'alacha, it's the same as carrying like an azai. Like an azai, whenever I carry, that's what I'm saying. There's a nafkamina ledina in all this. When people have to go to the hospital on Shabbos, very often a woman is expecting and they make plans. So, the Shabbos comes, they're going to get the guy to drive them. So people ask if they can take things along. So I'll take something along. So you can't carry, no sakana. A woman goes without anything. She can come to the hospital as is and they'll take care of her. Question is, let's say you want, you're going Friday night and you want wine for Kiddush or Bukhul for the morning. So a Yid certainly can carry the Moshav. A guy. A guy, for a Tzarech Mitzvah, a guy could do a Drabban. A guy could carry a Drabban, could do a Drabban. When you ask a guy to carry, you got a Drabban. That's their attitude. Right, so the rice, our streets are pastures, so just around their rice. However, what are you asking the guy to do? To carry from your house into the car. A car is just a yachid. People don't know. People sometimes have to tie the kids' shoes. They're a little kid. They pick them up and put them on a car. And say, so, then the street is just a rabbi. And on the car is just a yachid. You know, pick things up and put it on the car. Cars are just a yachid, So you're asking the guy to carry from the house to the car to where we're just surrounded. We do not pass like Ben Azai. When we pass in that we should see yachid, even for a year, there's only a, this is Rabban. He gets to the hospital, same thing. He's going to carry from the car into the hospital. We should see yachid, that's only the Rabban. So if things say after Shabbos, it's not a hesed. You tell a guy to do it in the Rabbanan, so you want to have quarters or your cell phone for after Shabbat. But things you can use on Shabbat, Tzarchei Mitzvah, assuming it's food for Shabbat, kidneys, so that would be a hefet. The Yachud Siachet, the Arbish Sarabin, that is a hefet. Well, that's up to him. That's if he stops, he passes his own good, he doesn't have to. Well, he can choose to put it down onto the car and open the door, or he can open the door without stopping, or whatever. And tell him before him. We're going to tell him something that requires that. Stopping to open the car door, that I did lakate from I did lalafim. If someone's carrying something, let's put it in the car. He has to open the car door. That I did lakate from I did lalafim. Something in his way. In his way or in the bundle's way?
He wasn't trying to pack you.
Maybe the trunk is different than the door. The trunk is for the package. The door is back to the door for the passenger. Okay. However one looks at it. Okay, we'll continue.